Job chapter 1, verse 6. Job 1, verse 6. And I will be sharing with you a message entitled Spiritual Authority. So, spiritual authority. You see, God is so great. So he performs wonders, not because he wants to show you or to answer your situation, but he wants to prove that his name is God. You got some situations in life where you don't need an answer, but God must prove to the world that he is your God. The spiritual authority. That's why today I'd like to explain to you, try to break it. The spiritual authority. I know you all know the scripture which says, for all those who received him were given authority to become sons of God. That scripture, I've always been saying, it is a key of every believer. If a believer understands only that verse, even if you don't have an understanding of the rest of the Bible, but if you have got an understanding of that verse, for those who believed were given authority. And the authority there, that's written there, is not authority of just power. Because authority is greater than power. No matter how powerful you are. One time I told you this. When you are driving, no matter how bounce you are, you may be a John Cena of Pretoria. And you may be driving on the traffic. And you're driving over there, and how powerful you are, you may be driving the most powerful car and the most expensive car. But when a young girl who is just 20 years old stands on the road and she's in a traffic uniform, police uniform, she just raises up her hand like this, no matter how powerful you are in the car, you're going to stop, because authority is greater than power. And I love it. For those who received him were given authority to become sons of God. No matter how powerful the cancer may be, no matter how powerful the problem may be, if you stand in authority, you're not hearing this message at all. If you say the name of Jesus, I stand with authority. Oh my goodness. Woo. Now watch this. So the authority which is on that scripture is not just an ordinary authority. There are seven types of authorities, but I'll not talk about them right now, all right? But the authority which is written in there is the exousia authority. Exousia meaning exercising the power given. Exercising. We are given the power which you must exercise. So the authority which is there is to exercise the power given. Or having the right to rule. How great thou art. Hear that? We're given not just authority. The Bible says we are given authority. No. We are actually given the right to rule. It's a right. It is a right. Everything coming on my way, trying to disturb me, it is actually breaking my spiritual rights. And it is punishable by the spiritual law. You will never understand of authority if you... Your authority, if you don't understand this, the spiritual law. Right now, nobody going to come to you and say, how did you do your hair like this? And then fight you for the hair you're wearing. You're putting your dressing on your head. They can't because you have the right. You have human rights for your dressing code. You got that understanding. Nobody can stand and stomp you for the worship or for the church that you are attending now because you have the human rights. Nobody can stop you for believing what you believe in because the country, the nation which you are in, you have got human rights. Is that right? Yes. Now, because you know the law, you can't allow anybody to come and break the law. You can even sue that fellow. You can sue that person because according to you, you know the law. But how many here, they know the spiritual law? Now, there are two types of the law, right? There's the Old Testament law, which I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about the spiritual law, the authority law. Hello? I'm talking about the spiritual law. Everything's got a law. Now, understand this. Understand this. In Isaiah, let's go to Isaiah 33. And I want you to take your Bibles and open to verse 22. If you see from that scripture, you'll find out that all the governments of the world are being formed from that verse. Mm-hmm. There are three forms of government. Which are? One? The judiciary, which on that verse is the judge. Give me back the verse quickly. The Lord is the judge. Now, one of the forms of government is what? Judiciary, which is judges and all that. Then the Lord is the lawgiver, which is what? Legislation, which is to do with the parliament, where laws are made. And the third, the executive, which on that verse is the king. So every government, South African government, American government is made of these three arms. And you look at God. God is already in there. This is like years ago before governments were made. But there was already the parliament. There was already the judge. And there was already the executive. So God understands the system of governance than any person could understand. And we see the lawmaking and we have the judiciary so that if you break the law, the judiciary must deal with you. So when you're walking with a God who understands your spiritual rights. I wonder if you wake up in the morning and know that you're in a kingdom. Or you wake up in the morning and think you're just from your family, you see, some of us who have this knowledge. We know we are from a kingdom of God. And we know in our kingdom there is a king and he is God. We know in this king there's a priest and his name is Jesus. He's the Prince of Peace. We are aware of the kingdom that we are operating from. So the moment you lose the revelation of knowing how you're operating, where you are from, you end up being a person from your home village. Right now, some of you are just from your home village. So you must understand this, but how will you understand if you're not taught? And how will you teach if you're not sent? Now, understand this. The Bible says, the Lord is the judge. He is the lawgiver, and he is the king. So if you look at that, you will see the judiciary system in there, put in place. The executive and the parliament, where they make laws. Now, just look at this. If you are a person who is a child of God, and one time I told you before, but Jesus Christ said, if you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven. He said, our Father, not God who is in heaven. We don't address him as God. We address him as our Father. This is why I'm your spiritual father. Because God is fathering you through me, not me being God. That's why it's spiritual, not physical. I can't father you. I can't. The moment I approach you in the physical, I'm no longer a spiritual father. But I'm fathering you because what I've heard from the Father, that I have given it unto you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So God is fathering you through a certain vehicle. You must understand that God understands and respects there is even a special arm in his kingdom of law. Hello? If you don't understand this part, you will never see a wonder. Because each wonder, each miracle has got its own laws, spiritual laws. All right? Now, if you understand that, once you understand that, then we can move on. So, I want to ask a question. Are you understanding that God has got an arm of law? Now, in James 4, verse 12, we're going to find something there, right? In James 4, verse 12, what does the Bible say? Now, go there quickly, James chapter 4, verse 12. There is one lawgiver. As long as you agree with me that God gives laws, from that scripture we find out that God is busy creating and giving laws. His parliament. So you must understand that. Now the Bible says, for those who received him were given authority. One of the most important things that you must understand is the devil respects spiritual hierarchy more than anybody else. If the devil is greater than you, you can't cast him out. You can't. That's why God will send men who have got a higher authority than you to remove what you can't remove. Because the devil respects the authority. In Job 1 verse 6, I want to show something here. All right. Before we go to that verse, One time I was teaching something very complicated. Very complicated. All right. But it's the truth. I was saying, we all know the Bible from where the Bible started. But behind it, we don't know what happened. Hello? The Bible didn't say how God created himself. The Bible didn't say how angels were made. The Bible didn't say that. So you only know the Bible from where Moses started. But that does not mean there were no events before that.
Oh, yes.
I know you have so much faith believing. You think the world, how the world was made in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Uh-huh. Then the Spirit of the Lord was moving upon the water. But you don't know what happened when God created the heaven and the earth. All right? There's so much jumped there. Then straight, and God said, there be light. Do you know what was jumped there? There's another world which is jumped, which is talking about angels, how we are made. But we can find that from the Bible. And the same Bible actually goes back and begins to dig the events before Adam. even in theology. If you go to theology, there's actually a topic, pre-Adamic creation. So you must understand that. Now, but theology also fails to explain in details, because you can't explain what you don't understand. Now, I want to show you something, because before we talk of authority, you must understand exactly who are demons. What are demons? And most of you think demons are fallen what? They are fallen angels, right? How many agree with me? How many are sure? How can you cast what you don't know? How many here they think the demons are fallen angels? When the devil is falling, there are some angels that followed the devil. And these angels now became evil spirits moving around in the world and confusing the whole world. How many agree with that? Oh, how many are not sure? How many says none of the above? All right. Now, I want you to understand this information that is quite amazing. You are nothing. Even if you come and pray in the name of Jesus Christ, I command every spirit, I command, oh Lord, I pray. Even if you kneel down, even if you roll, even if you pray. But if you don't know authority, my friend, you're useless. Demons don't fear you. Angels don't respect you. It's like taking a gun, putting on a uniform, and going in the army. Joining the line. You're not known, my friend. That's not how we join the army. Like, just put on a uniform also. Hey, they're jumping. You're just joining them. You are not in the army, my friend. When there'll be time now to say we want to do, we want to group them. They already know. They are in zones. Are you hearing me? They actually know. They are know. Which battalion you are. Some are from the Air Force, some are not in the Air Force, some are in the what? So you can't just say, I joined the army. How? They were moving and I also put uniform and I joined them. That's what's happening. So when you receive Jesus Christ, that's not enough. Because God is speaking in John chapter 2 of this church, of the new church where we are. Oh, before we even go there, let's just go to John chapter 2 from verse 2, right? Let's just see. Who are we? Which generation is this? Oh, all right. John chapter 2, right? I just want to understand that, because after tonight, goods must be returned. Stolen goods must be returned. Stolen business must come back. John chapter 2. That's God. John chapter 2, right? It's a prophecy of this church, of the future church, which is our church, which is this church. I don't mean this ECG church. I mean this church all over the world. Whosoever is a believer. Now, the Bible says, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand. Jesus is about to come soon. So anything that you'll be reading from there, from below that verse, it is talking about a generation that will live near the coming of what? Which is which generation? All right, so thank you. So the Bible is giving you a crew of a generation. A generation. That will close the church. How they will look like, who they will they be, which we are. The Bible says what? Verse 2. It says, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains, a people come. So he saw a vision. of this generation, a people shall come, which is us, great and strong. Some great and I'm strong.
And I'm strong.
The like of whom has never been. This generation, there has never been a generation like this generation.
Oh, yes.
My goodness. Then the Bible says, great and strong, the like of whom has never been. Nor will there ever be any such after them. Even for many successive generations. After our generation, we are so great. If you're a believer, you are so great. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
To a level that after us, after you in your family, there'll be nobody greater than you.
I will see.
Oh, the Bible continues. It says, a fire devours before them. Do you know there is fire in front of you? You may not see it. There is fire in front of you. A fire devours before them, and behind them, a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them. Wherever you are going in front of you, the land God has made it as a Garden of Eden. Oh, and behind you, what happens there? And behind them, a desolate wilderness. Surely, nothing shall escape them. I prophesy.
Oh, yes.
Nothing will escape in your presence.
I receive.
You shall pursue. You shall overtake. You shall
pass
in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Now the Bible says nothing shall escape before them. That breakthrough won't escape from your hands.
Hey.
That miracle won't escape from your hands.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
The Bible says nothing. But the problem is things, you are losing things from your hands. Mm. Things escaping because you don't know your spiritual authority. You don't know who you are. It's like joining the army with uniform, yet you don't know what it means to be an army. Hey, try it. When they're going to war, just take a gun and also put it at your back and join them. When the commander will say, take cover, everybody will be dropping down, only you will be standing and you will receive a bullet. That's what is happening now. Let's pray. You also turn to pray. Bullets are coming and they're hitting you. You don't know the spirit of authority. Yeah, just having a gun, just in a uniform. And the soldiers are moving, and you're just moving with a gun. And you are seeing some soldiers are jumping somewhere else. And then you say, like, these guys, why are they jumping? Are they crazy? And you step with there and you explode. You explode. Because they're suspecting. What is this? Then they're jumping. You know nothing. You just go there like that. Like, why are they jumping? Are they crazy? You're poor. That's what's happening now. We have so many Christians who don't know this is a spiritual kingdom. We live in a kingdom. God is our king. We are living there. We have been made soldiers. The Bible says we are a generation that has never been there, and there will be no other generation after us stronger than us. We are like people put in a Garden of Eden. Some people, they think like, how was it like when Adam was in Eden? No, the Bible actually says in this generation, God has put us back into Eden. Are you hearing what I'm trying to say right now? Do you know what was happening with Adam in Eden? He had authority. He could speak to a monkey will listen. He would speak to snakes, snakes will obey.
Oh,
he
yes.
would speak to lions, lions will obey.
Oh, yes.
It's a place of authority. Now, let me show you something. Can I show you just something else, right? The appearance is like the appearance of horses and like swift. Oh, wait, give me NIV there. I want to show something there. They gallop along like cavalry. Verse 5. With a noise like of chariots, they leap over the mountain tops, like a cracking, fire-consuming stubble, like a mighty army drawn up for battle. I have these Christians, I don't know who really brought this philosophy of Christianity, where you are taught as a Christian, you go in the temple, hallelujah, amen. And this is not helping us. We, as the new generation, as men of God, we are having a big problem now. Because we are preaching to the people who, from their birth, they have been planted a wrong doctrine. You see, worship is according, it's like just come to church and we worship, amen, amen, amen. We go home. No, we are from a kingdom that cannot be moved. We have a king in that kingdom. We have a prince of peace. Government is upon his shoulder. He is a mighty God. Everlasting Father. When you wake up in the morning, just thinking like you are from the whatever family you are. I'm from the, for instance myself, I'm from the Bushidi family. No. The Bible says you are born. You were bought with a price. You were not born by a corruptible seed, but seed incorruptible. You are a new seed, just like Jesus. Do you understand that Jesus, he is not a son, he's not a seed of man. He's God, the son of man, but he is not a seed of man. He is a seed of a woman. Did you hear that? The Bible says, thy seed shall tread the serpent. Jesus told Eve, your seed, not Adam, but your seed, what the devil has done now to deceive you, to make you sin, shall be dealt with Jesus. That's why he said, your seed shall break the head of the serpent. Your seed. That's why Jesus was born without man's involvement, but a woman's involvement. Genesis 3:15. All right, just go there. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. This is God saying, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. Now give me King James Version, where there's offspring, for you to understand well. And I will put an enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Which seed? Between the seed of the devil and the seed of a woman. Not man's seed, but the seed of a woman, it shall bruise thy head. That's why Jesus Christ came as a seed of a woman. The angel went and said, you shall conceive. He didn't say that to Joseph. Joseph was just to confirm to him, to say, do not be afraid. What is on her? You have no business with it. It's none of your business. Thy seed. That's how Jesus was born. Jesus was born to do what? To crush the head of the serpent. That's why he said, if you shall believe in me, you shall tread on scorpions and snakes, and nothing shall be able to harm you. Because he came as the seed of a woman. The prophecy was made here. The prophecy was made in Genesis chapter 3. That there will be a seed from this woman that will finish you, Satan. So when you understand the spiritual authority, now look at the book of Joel. How the Bible explains is we are like a mighty army, a great people. Where you are sitting right now, there is fire in front of you. Behind you, there is fire. You are a great people. but you don't know how you look like.